The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
Now you are listening to Bob Burney Live on the Word AM 880 and on 104.5 FM. And I thank you for joining me. And we're going to go back to the phones, and we're going to head over to Washington, Pennsylvania, and we're going to talk to Michael. Hey, Michael, how are you today?
I'm fine, thanks, Bob. How are you, sir?
I am well. Are you actually listening over the air in Washington, PA?
No, sir. I'm currently traveling. I'm traveling east through western Ohio, then through northeastern Pennsylvania on my way to New Jersey.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, welcome. Delighted to have you on. What's on your heart and mind today?
I just wanted to express concern that I really do feel like this coronavirus is a dangerous thing. And I know that you preach that you're not an expert. And I know that you said that people should be careful and should be weary. But I also know that Italy, the country, didn't shut the whole country down for no reason whatsoever. And unfortunately, if people wait until this coronavirus is in their daily life to be preventative about it, then that's already too late.
Okay.
This is very much, I apologize. This is very much unlike the flu. The flu is a common strain, and we have never seen the coronavirus before, ever. So adding to that, any effort to politicize this on either side is just terrible. I agree with you. Should people be panicked? No. But this is very dangerous, and they should be worried. Thank you very much. That's all I have.
Well, Michael, I think we should be very concerned. I would not go to the extent of worried. And statistically, worldwide, even as bad as this coronavirus is, and you're right, this is something new, so is SARS. So was MERS. So was the bird flu. So was H1N1. All of those were new and very serious. All of them killed a lot of people. None of them did what many of the experts said that it would do. And what I am trying to emphasize is to be careful, be cautious, take precautions, don't take it for granted. But not to be involved in panic and hysteria. That's what I'm trying to communicate. Because worldwide, even as bad as this is, it has still not even gotten close to the number of people who die every year from the common flu around the world. And agreed, we don't know where this is going to go yet, but the good news is, at the epidemic in China, the number of new cases is declining very, very rapidly. All of the experts are saying it has peaked, and it's literally dying out. In China, in Korea, South Korea, you mentioned Italy, the last 2 days, the number of new cases continues to decline. So we're not sure it has peaked in Italy. But there seems to be some indication that in Italy it has peaked and it's beginning to decline. But again, that doesn't negate the fact that this is very serious and we should be very concerned about it.
China and Korea, they have taken not only preventative measures, but they are closing down cities and they are doing streets with antiseptic. They are doing 100 times more things than America has yet to do. That is why it's being confined. That is why its numbers are dropping, because they are doing the right thing, whereas we are not doing so much yet. I'm just scared that this is going to hit the population and it will flood the hospitals, and people will wonder what we were doing when we had time.
All right.
And I don't...
Valid points and valid concerns, Michael, and I appreciate you calling. And I mean that sincerely. I hope when you travel through again, you'll call again. Oh, Michael's gone. Okay. And again, to the point of one of our callers, what's a minister doing talking to us? I'm just trying to alleviate some of the panic and the hysteria. That's all. And I am echoing... I'm not an expert, far from it, I'm not an expert in anything but particularly medical. But I am echoing what a lot of medical experts are saying. Be concerned. Let's be proactive. I think we're being proactive here in Ohio. But let's not get into the hysteria. And again, what set me off is the Weather Channel is devoting full coverage. I don't know whether it's still on it. I'll have to, during the commercial break, maybe I'll go back to the Weather Channel. But they have meteorologists speaking as experts. At least I admit to you I'm not in any way an expert. But we got meteorologists who are pretending to be experts because they're on TV. Anyway. Speaking of the coronavirus, talk about something absolutely ironic, okay? Many of you are familiar with Bethel Church out in Redding, California. Bethel Music has put out some great, great praise and worship music. Some really fine worship music. But the church itself and the movement has some serious theological problems. I mean, serious. And I would warn you, use the Bethel music that is theologically sound. But if it comes out of Bethel, check out the theology, please. So anyway, that's another thought. But for quite some time, Bethel Church in Redding, California, has had a healing ministry where they go into hospitals, lay hands on people, and declare them healed. I'm looking at a story right now from the Sacramento Bee, where back on January 31st, two Bethel students went into emergency room at Mercy Medical Center in Redding, and they were going just to people in the emergency room, laying hands on them, praying over them, and saying, "We believe you're healed. Now you can leave the emergency room and go home." Really? Well, listen to this. Let me quote from the story. Bethel Church, the controversial megachurch in Redding, California, that runs a school of supernatural healing, has suspended their faith healing ministry at local hospitals where they are known to lay hands on the sick due to the coronavirus. I don't know about you, but I find that just unbelievably, strangely ironic. They have stopped their healing ministry in local hospitals because of the coronavirus. Now, it doesn't say why. Is it possible? I don't know. Is it possible that they don't want their students going to the hospitals where people have coronavirus because they're afraid that they might get it? I don't know. But anyway, they have announced publicly that at the time when they're healing, if it really was a healing ministry, if it really was, at a time when it is needed the most, they have suspended it. They have canceled their healing ministry because people are sick. They're canceling their healing ministry because people are sick. Think about that for a while. All right, we need to take a break. My number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 262-5483.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
We do not yet know the physical, medical consequences of the coronavirus. We just don't. We just don't know where this is going to end. But we do know. We absolutely do know that this has been devastating for the economy already. And this is far, far, far from over. The cruise industry, which is huge, has been devastated. Air travel, devastated. Train travel, devastated. Tourism all over the world, devastated. The nation of Israel, which is absolutely dependent upon tourism. The nation of Israel cannot survive without tourism, and yet they have stopped all tourism. Every person coming into the nation of Israel will have to be quarantined for 14 days. A pastor friend of mine was supposed to leave yesterday morning for a tour to Israel, canceled. And for the immediate future, there is no tourism in Israel whatsoever. Totally shut down. So Israel's, and a previous caller talked about Italy. Italy has a huge tourism market, huge. And the nation of Italy has basically shut down. So medically, We don't know yet where this is going to go, but economically, this has already been devastating. Stock market closed down another 1,400 points today. It was up 1,000 yesterday, down 1,400 today. The stock market is now officially today in a bear market. That's bad for everyone. So yeah, this is serious stuff. Now, that brings me, since I was talking about Israel, most of you are familiar with Rashida Tlaib. Rashida Tlaib is a United States congresswoman, has been elected to the Congress of the United States by her constituents. Well, she has been very controversial before she was elected, and especially after she was elected. And I am looking at a photo from yesterday where Rashida Tlaib proudly posed with two things. She is holding in her hand a book by Linda Sarsour. Linda Sarsour is a radical, far-left anti-Israeli Palestinian. She's an American, but she is from a Palestinian background. She is so far left and radical that the Women's March, can you think of anything more radically left than the Women's March? She is so far left radical that the Women's March, because she was one of the founders, she was ousted by the Women's March. Can you imagine being too far left for the Women's March? But that's how far left she is. Has made many, many, many anti-Semitic statements. And here is Rashida Tlaib, a United States congresswoman, holding her latest book by Linda Sarsour. But not only that, she's wearing a T-shirt with the Nation of Israel erased. And it has been replaced simply with the word Palestine. Israel is not there. It's a map of the nation of Israel, but Israel is erased, and it simply says Palestine. Rashida Tlaib is a radical who believes and has advocated for a one-state solution. Now, most of you are familiar with the two states, the so-called two-state solution, which would give Israel sovereignty. Israel would remain as a nation, but there would be a separate Palestinian nation as well. Two separate, independent, somewhat sovereign states dwelling side by side peacefully. I don't know that that's possible, not because of the Israelis, but because of the Palestinians. But here is Rashida Tlaib, a U.S. congresswoman, advocating the one-state solution. Now, what is the one-state solution? Getting rid of Israel. Destroying Israel. Erasing Israel. So there would just be Palestine. No Israel whatsoever. The shirt that she is wearing is sold by a company called Palestine Shirts. The product description for the garment that a U.S. congresswoman is wearing says, and I quote, "Stand in solidarity with Palestine by wearing this beautiful Palestinian T-shirt. An outline map of Palestine is filled with red, white, and green Arabic letters that look stunning from a distance and spell the word Palestine up close. A pattern shemagh wraps around the neck of the Palestinian state like the brave soldiers whose boots stand on the dusty ground." Can you imagine? A U.S. congresswoman wearing a shirt that promotes literally the destruction of an entire nation of people, the nation of Israel. Should that bring some kind of censure on the floor of the House of Representatives? Certainly should. Will it? Probably not, because the House of Representatives is controlled by the liberal left. But it's just, and Linda Sarsour is known for her anti-Israel views, her radical anti-Israel views. And here is a U.S. congresswoman promoting a book by this anti-Semite and doing it wearing a shirt that advocates the destruction of one of America's strongest allies. Think about it. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back.